Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for listening this morning. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan of the show. Look up Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. You can also email me. Just send me an email. You have any questions, concerns, comments about the show, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. But this morning we're going to be talking about lupus. May is Lupus Awareness Month, and more than 350,000 people in America are suffering with the illness. Could be more due to the difficulty in being diagnosed. So this is a very important issue, and if you don't know about it, please stay tuned to learn more about it. There are different types of lupus that usually affects women, and again, the most important problem or concern is that it's very difficult to diagnose, and sometimes people are suffering with a lot of different symptoms that are being misdiagnosed for several years. I did a show last year, and that was one of the issues. For several years, somebody could be misdiagnosed with some other illness, but they really have lupus. So this is very important. I want to read something. This is from the New York Times. This was dated March 9, 2011. FDA approves drug for lupus, an innovation after 50 years. After 50 years, people are waiting for help to deal with this illness. The first new drug to treat lupus in more than half a century won approval from the Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday, offering a new option for people with lupus, an often debilitating immune system disease. The drug Benlysta is also the first product approved for its developer, Human Genome Sciences. Lupus has been a particularly challenging disease for the pharmaceutical industry. At least seven drugs in the last several years have suffered setbacks in clinical trials. Doctors and patient advocates said that having a drug finally make it to the market would encourage other pharmaceutical companies to pursue treatments for the disease. Now, when I was reading this earlier, this is my political mind coming out. You know, because it's not profitable, possibly, drug companies are not interested in doing research on it. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's the reality sometimes. And then that's a sad fact, because for 50 years people had to wait for this drug. And now everybody can't even take this drug. And if you read that article in the New York Times, it also talks about how African Americans, this drug was not actually, well, they can't say whether it was or not, because there were too few African Americans in the trial. So then we go into the issue of racism and medicine and healthcare. So it's really important to learn about this illness and try to support if you have money, just sharing with friends, if you know a doctor, giving them information. A lot of doctors are not fully knowledgeable about this illness, so that's where the slow diagnosis comes in. But this morning I have two wonderful guests on the line. Annette Myrick is the CEO of the Lupus Foundation of America's Philadelphia Tri-State Chapter. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being on the call. I also have a lupus advocate, Layla Moreno. She's a community relations supervisor at Health Partners. Good morning, Layla.
Good morning, and thanks for having me as well.
Layla was on the call last year, and Annette was also helpful last year with the show. I thank both of you for your support of the show and being willing to share your stories and also the different programs that the Lupus Foundation has. If you're calling in this morning, the call-in number is 646-929-0368. Again, 646-929-0368. And if you have a question or concern or comment, you can press the number 1 on your phone pad, and that will let me know that you're interested in joining the call. But let's just start off. I want to start with Annette. Talk to me about lupus and what it is for people who are not aware.
Sure. Well, lupus, as you mentioned, is a disease of the immune system, and it's actually referred to as an autoimmune disease. Normally, our immune system protects us from things like bacteria and viruses and infections. And when someone develops lupus, the body is making antibodies, so the immune system is working properly, but those antibodies cannot distinguish between a foreign invader, like a bacteria or a virus, and oneself. So autoimmune, meaning it's attacking itself. So those antibodies build up and result in inflammation, and that inflammation can damage or destroy any organ or system of the body. So that could be the heart, the lung, the brains, the kidneys, the blood, the joints. Any organ or system of the body can potentially be attacked or affected by lupus. It is a disease that is very heterogeneous, or we like to say people with lupus are like snowflakes. No two cases are alike. So that makes it highly difficult to predict the prognosis or a set pattern of how things unfold, and it certainly makes it a very difficult disease to study, you know, what interventions might work, because it's not the same in any two individuals.
Definitely, and that's the problem, is so many different types of symptoms that occur. There's also different types of lupus, systemic lupus, discoid lupus, and drug-induced lupus. Layla, now, why did you get involved with this particular illness? Why did you feel so passionate about it?
Well, the reason why I'm passionate about it, I guess, and this is a real simple reason, I am affected by lupus. I was misdiagnosed some years ago with something else, and, you know, years later, I was, you know, given the news that I actually, what I was suffering from was lupus, systemic lupus. And at the beginning, I was very ashamed. I was very angry because I was a very young woman, and I felt like I was a 60-year-old woman, unable to do daily chores or, you know, simple tasks, as something as easy as getting out of bed, you know, every morning. But thank God I'm over that, and I realized that silence is not the way to go to bring awareness to this disease. You know, unfortunately, we have a lot of celebrities who have went silent for too long, you know, a lot of celebrities who could have helped to bring awareness to this disease. And I think part of that made me realize that I was doing the same thing that they were doing, not because I'm a celebrity, but because I have a voice just like they did. And I'm able to raise my voice and say, we are here standing together until we find a cure. Lupus is a disease, as we may know, that, you know, at this point has no cure. But that doesn't mean that we should live, you know, a quality of life that's less than anyone else. We're still humans. We're in pain every day, but we can fight this, and I will fight lupus, excuse me, together with whomever is willing to fight and raise awareness about this disease.
Well, let me tell the audience, you are a superstar. You are a bit of a celebrity. Layla was recognized in 2008 and 2009 by Impacto Latin newspaper and the Philadelphia Multicultural Congress as one of the 10 most influential Latino leaders under 40. So don't let her fool you. She is a bit of a celebrity here in the tri-state area. Talking about celebrities, Lady Gaga was supposedly, this is a 2010 article on CNN, diagnosed borderline positive. Annette, talk to me. Are you familiar with this phrase, borderline positive?
Well, I mean, it's not something I've heard talked about, but I think what she was referring to is one of the, there is no test that says yes, you do, or no, you don't have lupus. And that, of course, is one of the difficulties in coming to a diagnosis. Many people have signs and symptoms, the classic of which include a facial rash or what we call a malar or a butterfly rash across the face, sun sensitivity, joint pain, very extreme fatigue, things that are unusual but don't seem life-threatening, and they come and they go. So they flare up, but then they remit. So sometimes if people even seek a physician's advice, by the time they get to the doctor, those symptoms have disappeared, and they may even forget to talk about them. There is no specific blood test, although certainly there is blood work that is done. And one of the standard blood tests is called the ANA, the anti-nuclear antibody test. And probably what Lady Gaga was describing is having a high ANA or somewhat positive ANA, but that in and of itself is not a diagnosis of lupus. It could be positive for many different reasons, including maybe having a cold or an infection or so-and-so. I believe she did comment that she has a family member with lupus. And, again, for, I don't know what other symptoms she may or may not have been experiencing. But because lupus is so difficult to diagnose, I sort of understand why she would make a statement like that. People often live with signs and symptoms, but perhaps they don't fit the exact diagnostic criteria. There are 11 diagnostic criteria that were established many, many years ago by the American College of Rheumatology, which is the professional organization for the field of rheumatology, which in essence is sort of the principal specialty for treating or managing lupus. And our organization on a national level is working to update and revise those guidelines. So if you have 4 of those 11 diagnostic criteria, that is what leads to the diagnosis of lupus. But we've had many of our clients that have had 4 or 7 or 6, but because it comes, it goes, it's not the same every time. Sometimes mm-hmm. that diagnosis is not made because it's just not crystal clear.
Now, Layla, how did you find out that you had lupus? Are you having these symptoms, or how did you, just the feeling of the arthritic type of symptoms, were you having a rash? Do you mind me asking that? I don't know if you're comfortable sharing.
I'm absolutely comfortable talking about that.
Okay.
I actually, it's kind of like a funny story. I was very active, physically active. I would get up every morning about 6 o'clock and go jogging. And I started realizing that for some reason my knees were hurting a lot, and I didn't know where that was coming from. Shortly after, I made a comment to one of my coworkers, and she said to me, "It sounds like you have lupus." And I go, "What? And what the hell?"
Right? Like, don't even think that. What?
No, first of all, not even that, Joy. I've never heard of the word lupus before until she mentioned it. So I go, "What the hell mm-hmm. is that?" You know?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes,
yeah.
"I think you
yeah.
should go see a rheumatologist and get checked out." And I said, "No, whatever." You know, but the pain, you know, continued to get worse. And I did, and that's when I was misdiagnosed. I was actually misdiagnosed, which is very frequent, too, in lupus patients. I was misdiagnosed for about 2 or 3 years, and, you know, eventually I got the right diagnosis. So that's how I found out. My symptoms specifically were joint pain. I will wake up in the middle of the night drenched in sweat, and I found myself to have very low energy. I went, like I said, from being someone who will get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go jogging for an hour, I went to being someone who couldn't get up in the morning and get out of bed.
Amazing. And see, that's psychologically, we can talk a little bit about the psychological impact of chronic illnesses. I mean, I've done shows on MS, on diabetes. Anybody dealing with a chronic illness, chronic is ongoing daily, every day. And with lupus, I know the symptoms are so variable. You know, one day, you know, you're having joint pain. The next day, you could have a rash. The third day, you're feeling fatigue. Then you could be fine for years. You know, with MS, it can go in, you know, quote-unquote remission, so to speak. It's still there, but people may not have a lot of the symptoms, like, exacerbated. You know, they can be calm. And then one day you wake up and then you can't move, you know, or you can't feel something, or you have tingling. Psychologically, people need support. So, Annette, the Lupus Foundation of America is a wonderful organization. You're doing a lot of wonderful things. World Lupus Day is May 10th, and there's going to be a rally on May 24th in Love Park, I know. What else is going on, Annette, in the tri-state area?
Yes, well, we're out and about trying to be in as many communities as possible. We actually have a volunteer today at the Philadelphia Zoo, which is part of the Sjogren's Foundation event. We have a Living with Lupus teleconference coming up on May the 21st, and that same program will be Spanish Community Viva con Lupus on May 18th. Again, by telephone, so people can access these things, you know, from the comfort of their home, you know, right from their home, no babysitter needed, save on the gas mileage, et cetera, et cetera. We're doing things throughout the Philadelphia tri-state area, our chapter, which is one of about 30 chapters around the country, conducting a variety of activities. So we've got things in the greater Philadelphia, Pennsylvania area. We've got a walk for lupus now next Sunday, May the 15th, in Ocean City, New Jersey, and we're doing a beginner's guide to lupus down in Newark, Delaware, because our territory covers southern New Jersey, Delaware, and the greater Philadelphia area. The centerpiece of all this is our observance of World Lupus Day. The official International World Lupus Day is Tuesday, May the 10th. People can log on to lupus.org, which is the national website, click on the link for World Lupus Day to see what's happening around the globe. There are some 5,000 people around the world living with the challenges of lupus, and this gives us the opportunity to unite. As Layla was saying earlier, you know, silence is not the way. and banding together is how we're going to bring hopefully more treatments to market and get more dollars for research to fight this disease. We cannot be silent. The observance in Philadelphia is going to be held on Tuesday, May the 24th at 15th and JFK Plaza. The Philadelphians know that as Love Park. And it's really all about...
Yeah, Love Park.
Right.
A lot of love going on there.
Well, that's the goal. Is, you know, most people know someone with lupus. And so it's a great way to show your love, show your support by just coming out and making some noise. And we're trying to paint the town purple. Purple is the awareness color for lupus. We've got the fountain turning purple. We'll have Boathouse Row for those that are from the area and are familiar with that landmark. And we're asking people to, you know, either upload their purple photos to Facebook, tweet about it, you know, show your support and really help us in being a louder voice. And we know that that's the only way we're going to garner greater resources to fight this disease. And, you know, certainly research is at the forefront of our mission. But in addition to that, we do provide these programs and services to help people live better with lupus. So we've got support groups, we have these educational programs, and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And that, let me, I just want to see if there's some, the switchboard is lit up. Let me just tell you, a lot of people are listening today. I think a lot of people are concerned or interested in trying to find out what exactly is lupus. And as Layla mentioned, she hadn't even heard of it. I recently found out one of my classmates, when a class I was taking had lupus, and the people in the class today, 2011, were like, what? What's that? Never heard of it.
Right.
So that's why I continue every year. I'll probably have a show about lupus because people just really don't know that someone sitting right next to them could have it. Because one of the things is that people can look fine. They look absolutely, quote-unquote, normal to you, and you're not aware. Let me see. Caller, you're on 302 area code. Do you have a question? Good morning. Okay, can you, 610, do you have a question here? Calling from 610 area code. All right, well, we have a lot of people listening. I want to thank all of you for listening to the show. Even if you don't have a question, I see 973, I see 304 all over the country. This show can be listened to around the globe. After the show is done, you can also listen to the archive. So if you know someone who has lupus, has a family member, is concerned, they can still listen to the show. They can post comments. You can also send me an email, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter.com/JoyKeys. And you can go to the fan page on Facebook and post comments there about your experience or dealing with lupus if you have it or if you know someone who has it. If you have questions, check out lupus.org. That's the Lupus Foundation of America. But I also posted in the chat room there's lupus organizations in Canada, in Korea, in the U.K., it's affecting people all over the world, so it's not just something local, so to speak, in the United States. One of the things I wanted to talk about is how lupus is affecting people's kidney and that they don't find out till too late. And the reason I bring that up is because this newest drug, Benlysta, the people who are having kidney problems aren't able to use this. Layla, talk to me about this issue with the kidney.
Joy, thank you so much for bringing this up because this is actually one of my major concerns as a lupus sufferer because through my research and through my investigation, I've discovered that lupus nephritis, which is when lupus affects the kidneys, unfortunately, you don't know you have renal dysfunction until about most of it is gone. Let me tell you, a patient cannot directly sense a problem with the kidney until a significant amount of renal function is gone. For example, most patients with kidney disease do not experience any symptoms at all until about 75% of the renal function is gone. When symptoms do appear, they are often nonspecific, so you won't even think, oh, it may be my kidney. You know, the symptoms are things like reduced appetite, weight loss, or difficulty concentrating. Hey, I go through that every day, you know?
You know, I think that's just old age. I thought that was old age, not being able to concentrate.
How do you relate that with, you know, renal function? You know, lupus nephritis, for those of you who are listening, for those of you who know somebody who have lupus, please, please, please encourage them to talk to the rheumatologist about kidney function. About 60% of patients with lupus develop lupus nephritis, 60%, okay?
Mm.
And the manifestations, like I said, are or the way how your doctor could tell that there may be something going on is by testing the amount of protein in your urine,
right?
Okay? And,
okay.
And Annette,
are you, Annette, do you hear people coming to the organization with this issue of being diagnosed too late with the kidney problems?
Well, I mean, we have had many clients that have had the higher stages of renal failure. We have had clients that have had to go on dialysis or have had to have a transplant even. But the goal of our organization is to, again, create that awareness so that people are not ignoring those mild signs and symptoms, which could be an indication of something more life-threatening. Kidney disease, we know, is one of the life-threatening aspects of lupus. Cardiovascular disease, central nervous system involvement. These are the things that you don't see. So, again, while you might look perfectly healthy, if you've got that chronic fatigue, it really is a warning sign. And if you think about what's happening with lupus, that your body is making these antibodies, it is working overtime, the fatigue becomes quite logical. And then, again, you look at it as a warning sign that there could be something else. So being seen regularly by a physician is very important so that you can identify these complications before there is permanent irreversible damage.
And I must say Joy, if I can, please, 2 seconds.
Go ahead.
Ever since I've been diagnosed with lupus, I have had urine protein in my urine. So I just want to say that because you have protein in your urine, for people not to go into panic thinking that they're going to have renal function, it's just something that you have to monitor, you know, continuously with the assistance of your physician, because I have it every time I go to get tested. My doctor tests me for it. We check the levels to make sure, you know, that it's not going out of control. But I also want to say, and this is important for Latinos and African Americans, because we often suffer from high blood pressure. And if you have lupus and you suffer also from high blood pressure, it is increasingly urgent for you to manage the protein in your urine, because they both go together and it just makes it even worse for those who suffer from high blood pressure.
More of a burden on us. Unfortunately, minorities all across the globe are being affected at, you know, higher rates. And that's why the organization, the Lupus Foundation, and all these different types of groups around the globe are important, because people have to deal with so many different types of doctors. You know, a person that doesn't have lupus or who, quote unquote, is no chronic illness, you know, go see their PCP once a year. You know, if you're a woman, you go see your OBGYN, you know, maybe go to the dentist, so on and so forth. But if you have a chronic illness, you're going to see, you know, a neurologist, you're going to see your PCP, you're going to see a orthopedic person, you could go see, you know, alternative medicine. You psychologically, going back to that again, just organizing your medical file, so to speak, can be overwhelming, and you may put it off because, you know what, I don't want to deal with that today. I've already got this to deal with. The Lupus Foundation of America has a lot of supports helping people with medical and legal referrals, also financial support, so please reach out to lupus.org and learn about the different services. If you can't physically get out, they have webinars and things you can listen to, you can read past podcasts that they've had, and find out what's in your area. They have you can just look by state, by city on the lupus.org website to find out what's close to you. You might even want to go to a local school to speak about the issue, because children, you know, need to know about all different types of illnesses, and not to scare them, but to just, you know, educate them, like, this is what's happening in the world, because kids, you know, are part of this world, and they may be able to help them. Oh, I saw Aunt so-and-so, she might have this, let me share this with her. A lot of times kids are great educators, be amazed, but also going to high school, reaching out to high schoolers is important. But Annette, let's go back to your upcoming event at Love Park again. That's going to be, tell the date again.
Yes, it'll be Tuesday, May the 24th, from noon to 2 p.m. at Love Park, which is 15th and JFK in Center City, Philadelphia. We will have our team of volunteers who are available to answer questions about lupus, provide lots of literature and information. We'll have a local rheumatologist staffing our Ask the Doc booth, if you will, And we're actually providing live entertainment, the Decades Dance Band. The band leader's mom passed away from complications of lupus, so this is his way of showing support. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining. And, again, it's really about making noise to support that someone that you know with lupus.
Let me tell them your 1-800 number. You have 866-517-5070. That's the toll-free number for Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. You can email them info@lupustristate.org. Also, they're on Facebook, facebook.com/lupustristate. Twitter.com/lupustristate. So just look up Lupus Tri-State, but also you can look up Lupus Org. That's the national organization. If you're not in the Tri-State area, again, it's across the country, and there's organizations across the globe. If you're in the UK, if you're in Korea, I found a Lupus Korea organization, so it's all over the place. But touch base with someone so that you can get the help that you need. If you think you're dealing with certain symptoms and you're not sure, please reach out just to try to, like we were saying earlier, it's very hard to diagnose, and you could go for years, so just try to reach out, and you'd be surprised. People have similar stories, and you may, find some helpful resources. I want to thank both of you ladies for being on the call this morning, Layla Moreno and Annette Myrick. Thank you so much for joining the call this morning.
Also, just a second. Annette, can you tell our listeners also about the annual Lupus Walk?
We have, yes, of course. One of our big signature events is our Philadelphia-based walk, which is the Lupus Loop 5K Run and 2-Mile Walk for Lupus Now. We're celebrating our 20th annual, and that's Sunday, October 30th in Fairmount Park in Philadelphia near Memorial Hall. And it's our 20th annual. It's one of the oldest walks in the country, and we would love to shatter our record of last year's attendance of about 3,200. So, again, information about that is on our website, lupustristate.org. And, it's a very empowering experience.
That's wonderful. I think we have a caller, 713. Do you have a question? We have a couple minutes left. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Excuse me?
No, go ahead. I can hear you.
Okay. Now, I was just told to be a part of this. I was given an email. I'm Ashley Irvin.
Oh, okay. Hi, Ashley. You're coming up next.
Hi.
We're doing a show on epilepsy.
Okay.
So
sorry. I didn't know when I was supposed
second.
To press the one. Okay.
That's okay. Hold on. You might get a little disconnected because the show will refresh, but just hold on, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Annette and Layla. I'm going to have to end the show because we only have 2 minutes left, but thank you so much, and please stay in touch. Any new things you have going on, Annette? And Layla,
great.
I wish you much success. Also, happy birthday. It's Layla Moreno's birthday coming up. It's actually, what, tomorrow?
Yes,
tomorrow.
Birthday.
So happy birthday early.
Terrific.
Thank you,
Joy.
You guys have a wonderful Saturday. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You can follow me again on twitter.com/joykeys. And you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. We're doing another show coming up about epilepsy, kids and epilepsy. The Kids Speak Up ambassadors will be on in just a second. So please stay tuned for that. You can call in 646-929-0368 to ask a question or make a comment, share an observation you might have. I hope to hear from you.
Muscle aches, rashes.
To find an answer.
Hair loss. I'm so tired.
You need to ask your doctor the right question.
Could I have lupus?
For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.